This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if this is going to be cool or this is going to be weird. It's going to
probably
make,
both.
Or is it going to make people cry?
Yeah.
I was just thinking recently, like my son's about to be done with high school.
Wow.
And then he's going to go to college. And then I don't think he has an understanding
of what's coming at him.
Yeah, because he's just got in his head, like, you know, those months where it's hot, like you don't... do anything. Like, that's when I go to the range. I hit balls. And it's like, he doesn't understand that when you're not a child, there is no summer. There is the season, but summer doesn't mean anything good.
Right.
You still work.
Yeah. Yeah. And when the AC's broken, as it is in this room, it's pretty miserable.
It's horrifying.
I feel like I'm having heat flashes.
I know.
It's so bad.
We're all going through the change of life together. It's okay, Madge. That's one of the things we want to talk about, what you miss about being a kid. Like, are there things that you specifically... And it's not, I don't know how to explain it. Like, one of the other things that was like on one of the places I saw this was like, I remember distinctly blowing bubbles into my milk.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, you would get a straw, like your parents wouldn't give you one. So when you're at a restaurant and you got a milk,
you would just sit
there and be like, and you'd make it'd be bubbling over the top. And you're like, Michael. Yeah, that's exactly. And if you got Michael Darren, you were way, wow. It was like, yeah, legit. I miss that. Like if I were to go out.
What made you stop? I mean, other than not.
It's just weird.
Milk.
Like if I go to the Griff when I get off the air and order a Manhattan and I'm like.
Well, it's not going to be the same.
It'd still bubble. It would.
Would it really?
A little bit. Everything bubble. If you blow bubbles into it.
It wouldn't build up like a, right? Like we a
don't
milk.
Know. And I'll never know because I can't
out.
Do it. I can't do it.
We can do it.
No, we can't because we're grownups. You can't. What do you miss? Like, what do you miss about being a kid? There was things you could do when you were a kid that you just can't do because of decorum or.
Yeah. Yeah. I have two young kids, so I've lived through them. But the thing my son does all the time, he's done with something. He just drops it.
He's just like, done.
Yeah. Drop it. Move on. And then it's like, well, that doesn't go there. And he's like, what? What goes where? I'm done with that thing.
Right.
I just dropped it.
And it'll be back where I want it to be when I want it the next
time.
Because someone else will pick it up.
I'm not going to lie. When you first said drop it, I thought you meant like some sort of beef or fight that you got into. And like you mentally just like can't.
Oh, you can let go of things?
Yeah. Which is another thing.
You can also do that.
That is good. Yeah. That's
when
true.
When you're a kid, it doesn't matter. It's like, I'm mad at you, Dad. I'm over it.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Two seconds later, he's over it.
After my wife and I are done having the powwow about like, all right, how are we going to approach this
one?
He's very delicate.
He's like, what? Yeah. I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, no.
What are you talking about? Another weird one. Do you remember if you were asked to draw, what did you do first?
A rainbow.
Oh my God. That's so close to mine.
Draw what? Just anything?
You're just like, draw a picture.
A
like,
tree.
You start always in the top corner.
Oh, the sun.
Oh, the sun,
You have a half circle in the top corner, unless you're doing, then or a full circle, it's dead center.
Not dead center, you want it off.
No, off dead center or all the way off.
I wasn't much of a landscape artist back then.
What were you drawing?
Guys. Just like
were they not in the sunshine?
No, they're just guys. I don't know. I always wanted to be a caricature like draw, draw those.
You were?
Yeah.
You wanted to?
With the big heads.
He drew us not too long ago. You need to remember more
about
T-Hack.
That was stupid. Those were not good
caricatures. Yeah, they were not good enough.
No, he just drew big eyes. They were very much like some cartoonist already. I forget who it is. He's copying from somebody. They weren't good. You can find it on our social media. It's under The Slacker Show.
Yeah, right, yeah. So unlike your original son in the corner. It was groundbreaking.
Are you done?
No, I am,
I'm not going to get over this anytime soon because I'm not a child.
No.
I'm going to hold on to this.
No.
This is going to be brought up in your review that we're just now starting to do.
Okay. All right.
Remember how you don't have reviews when you're a child?
Yep.
You have reviews when you're a grown-up, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
And your pay is based on that, isn't it? if there's something you miss about being a child, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
This is very odd, I'm aware. I miss homework.
What?
Yeah.
Hmm?
You do?
I do.
Because you like being graded. You like getting something done, or you just...
I like getting something done. I like learning new things. I like there being some sense of order and structure. Like, well, I feel like...
You are in the wrong
Exactly. We
business.
Come here and more things are broken. Yeah, things are like flying off of the
There's
shelf.
No clear directive.
No.
We never know if we're doing good or bad.
No.
I mean, if we base it on the text we're getting right now, it's bad.
It's very bad.
Interesting.
You miss homework.
I do.
Hmm.
I don't. That's weird because I have nightmares about it.
Really?
I have that.
I do too.
Yeah. The nightmare where it's like you wake up and you're casually bebopping around. And you're like, oh God, my solar system project. And you're like trying to find household items and throw it together. And you're like, you know, you're screwed. Like, you know, you're screwed. You didn't do it. And you're trying to pull it together.
I just have nightmares that I'm just back in school. Just
that's a common one, I think.
That I'm just there, and I'm like, what am I doing?
Are you clothed?
Yeah.
Oh,
I am.
I'm always.
Yeah. It'd be way better if I wasn't.
I'm always in my underwear. I'm not naked, but I'm in my underwear.
Huh.
And I'm not in my underwear. I'm in like my dad's underwear.
That's
not my dad's specific
that's
underwear.
Weird.
I'm just saying they're tidy whities. I'm not saying that I took them from off my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, I'm heading to school. Yoink. No, but they're like tidy whities. I don't wear tidy whities.
Okay.
But like I'm in tidy whities walking around Skyline High School.
Mm. Wow. I think something that I miss from being a kid that I feel like I never do anymore is go swimming. I don't go swimming ever. Like, just at a
pool. You don't have a pool nearby.
I do think that's weird that you don't because you have kids. And I swam a ton when my kids were little.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just don't have one by... Well, not only swimming in the pool, but also when you're a kid and then there's the jet.
The jet?
In the pool that shoots the water out.
And what do you do with the jet?
Come on.
Did you put it by your junk?
You stay. You float by it? Yes. Or do you not? What? Come on.
You miss being
Come on.
You miss
no
being a kid.
No wonder you're not allowed at pools.
Yeah, now I can't do it.
You miss being a kid because you would go and let the jet blow on your junk?
What? We're all saints here? Yes. That's like a rite of passage.
That's a real thing?
No, just you don't like stand there because you have to play it cool. You have to move around
Why
a little
you have
bit.
To play it cool. Get in a hot tub. You can have the jet right on it.
Okay, so you're familiar.
No, but I don't derive pleasure from air blowing.
I was a kid. I was just like that's
what?
That's interesting. That's a sensation.
I don't think you're talking about something that's interesting. I think you're talking about something that was pleasurable for
I
you.
Just know I can't
you miss
do
being
it.
A kid.
I can't do it now. All right? That's all I know.
Here's what I know. All the pools in Parker are downloading a picture of you. And going, do not let this guy in. If you do, mark the jets.
I was very close to inviting him to my pool. Not
nope.
anymore.
Okay.
You're a jet lover.
What? Text in. I'm not the only one. This is a boy. This is a thing. This is a boy thing. When you're at a pool.
No, it's not.
Okay.
You're, right. So you just
then
keep,
you are
you're
a girl.
Swimming. You keep swimming. I would think it's more of a girl thing.
Mm.
Because girls... Never mind.
Aaron.
We were busy playing mermaids.
Okay.
Mm.
Well, if we haven't completely jettisoned this by the jet time, I'm afraid all the calls now are like,
I
moved the jet right now. All right. If you've missed something about being a kid, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about the things you miss about being a kid. And I'm learning that T-Hack in a pool.
I don't want to be in a pool with him ever.
But like,
just leave me alone.
No, but here's
just
the deal.
I'll be fine. You don't have to worry about what.
T-Hack misses like swimming slowly past the jet thing. And I'm not trying to make you feel stupid. I just never got it, but Erin admitted that her nephew sort of, like, I guess it is a thing.
Yeah, he, like, was walking towards one of the, like, vent things in the side or whatever and put his hand in it. And I was like, no, we don't do that. And then he stopped and he was like, there's a jet here. Like, I saw a spark happen and I was like,
move along.
This side of the pool.
So it really is a thing.
Yeah. People have said jets, they say you're not being honest.
I'm being totally honest. I don't. The jet. I don't understand.
You just never noticed them. Just don't. Might as well be a lake. I don't feel any different.
I'm not lying. I don't derive pleasure from air pressure. Like, I don't know what to
say. You think I like swimming? No, it's no.
I wanted to be more innocent and have it be okay. Like, remember when it's cold outside and you go out and then you're like, oh, and you pretend smoking a big old cigar. You're like, ooh. And I'm like, it's cute things that you miss about being a kid. And instead, hats humping a vent.
Like I said before, just leave me alone. Let me just, you go to the deep end. Fine.
I don't want to go to the deep end because there's sharks there.
Okay, that is true. Only in the deep end.
That's stupid too. There's no sharks.
I miss that about. That's about being a kid. The sharks are in the deep end.
Austin.
Yes.
Yes. What do you miss about being a kid?
Liquor store boxes.
Liquor store boxes. What? What do you mean?
As a kid?
Like a 12 pack of 40s or wine bottles where you could play with your action figures in the little cubby holes, and they would each have their own.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you had an alcoholic parent in there. Because I have liquor store boxes at my house right now, if you'd like. I just don't have the action figures.
Yeah, you turn them on their side, and there's like little bases for each one of your characters that they.
Oh my God, I never did that. Yeah. So it's like, you have like an apartment building.
Yeah, that's cool. Exactly. That's really cool.
Dude.
I used to build forts out of boxes a lot. I loved that.
You did?
Yeah.
What kind of boxes? Like
just regular storage boxes.
Huh. Were you tiny? I'm trying to figure out how you could get into a...
Yeah. And then you like put the pillow in so your upper half was in there you'd be hanging out reading or whatever. It was my little safe space.
Okay. Austin, can we come over tonight and play action figures?
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Antonio.
Yay.
Why do you wish you were a kid?
I really miss Saturday cartoons and just going outside and playing in the dirt.
Yeah. Do Saturday cartoons even exist now?
They do.
I don't think so.
You can find them, but they play into like it's Saturday morning cartoons. Like remember this? And it's just like
it's not like it just is.
Like it, when we were actually growing
but
up.
That's
does that
because
make sense?
Now you can watch anything anytime.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it was the only time my parents they stayed in bed, and me and my brothers got up and we would just sit there. And it was like a free-for-all. Like, the cereal would be in the living room.
Yeah.
And we would just have a bowl of milk. Like, you finish, and then you just poured more cereal, and no one cared. It was, like, I don't want to play in the
dark. Warner Brothers, Looney Tunes, there'll never be anything like it again.
Nothing.
Yeah, I agree.
Then watching a coyote just want to eat, and he just gets his, just everything, he gets crushed by anvils and pianos and...
All right. Coyote. Yeah.
Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner?
Yeah, I know. Just poor guy.
Okay.
I was going to say, I feel old.
Stephanie?
Yay.
What do you miss about being a kid?
I miss having somebody make my lunch for me, thinking about what I love to eat, putting it together for me, sometimes
so
making
true.
It cute or writing a little note.
The
I
note.
Miss
that. That was the best.
So thoughtful, yes. Nobody
Did you
does
guys
that
not
for
get
me
notes?
Anymore.
This is the note in your lunch is adjacent to dry humping a vent in a pool. Never happened.
It's a pool, not dry.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.